USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mum's the word when it comes to how NATO will respond if Russia uses chemical weapons in Ukraine.
Any use of chemical weapons will be a blatant and brutal violation of international law.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg could not confirm how NATO would respond if Russia resorts to using chemical weapons. The Marine Corps says four U.S. Marines killed in a plane crash in Norway were based in North Carolina. The Marines were aboard a MV-22B Osprey that went down on Saturday during a NATO exercise southwest of Oslo. The identities of the four Marines are being withheld until family members are notified. President Biden back at the White House after spending the majority of his weekend at his Delaware home. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you could save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The Senate confirmation hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson are set to begin on Monday.
As the Senate confirmation hearings start next week, SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is preparing for the questions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
She, which won't surprise anyone, started studying and practicing and preparing as soon as she was nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. And that process has obviously picked up over the last couple of days. And so our team will be closely watching and monitoring the hearings next week.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Arkansas State Patrol says at least one person is dead and 20 others are injured after a shooting outside a car show in the town of Dumas. At least one person is in custody and police believe there may have been multiple shooters. The car show organizer saying the event had been a fun, nonviolent affair for 16 years before Saturday's deadly shooting. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Taxes are due April 18th this year, and it doesn't have to be a stressful event, even if it's your first time filing.
Filing taxes for the first time is a big milestone for any young adult, but it doesn't have to be stressful. IRS spokesman Eric Smith says if your parents are no longer claiming you as a dependent, you could qualify for some rebate money due to the COVID pandemic.
If you were somebody's dependent as a first-time filer and you're now out on your own and you're self-supporting, very good chance you'll qualify through something called the Recovery Rebate Credit.
Smith says it's important to have all your documents in order before you file, including a bank statement, a W-2 if you're a company employee, or a 1099 NEC if you're a gig worker. He also recommends filing electronically. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Indiana health officials continue to test water and air quality following a fire at a Walmart distribution center. Wednesday's fire in Plainfield, Indiana, produced large clouds of smoke containing air pollution. The local health department saying the pollution may cause health problems for sensitive individuals, and they're currently testing for chemicals in the air. On this first day of spring, forecasters say half of the United States will continue dealing with a drought or see it get worse. The continuation or worsening of the drought is expected to happen from the West Coast all the way to the states, including Louisiana. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.